On Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, about 17 lines from the bottom. Last word on the line is Tanya. Okay, we had in the last shiur, we wanted to know what is the number 39 when it came to Lamed Tet Melachot, 40 minus 1. What did it correspond to? So the Gemara gave two answers. One of them was the Avod in the Mishkan, that since we found the Smichot of the Parshas, whatever we found, the works that they did in the Mishkan, that's what's usher on Shabbos. The other one we had was the word malacha, malachto, malechet. Those three words, they were found 40 minus 1 in the Torah. Tanya Kamadu Mekineged Avodot HaMishkan. We have a brisa that is like the one that says that the number 39 corresponds to the works, the type of malachas, the work that they did in the Mishkan. The Tanya, as the brisa says, Ein Chayivin Elal Malachas Kitchiot Sibo Hayitav Mishkan. You're not chayiv on Shabbos, a chatat, unless you do a type of malacha or similar to it that was found in the Mishkan. For example, Hein Zoro, Ve'atem Lo Dizro. They planted, and therefore you don't plant. Right? Hein Kansu, they harvested, Ve'atem Lo Dizro. Whatever they did, whatever malacha they did, you don't do in the Mishkan, even though it was in a midbar, a makom shenaz vua, it's a place that didn't have any planting over there. But you'd have to say that, I guess, the bear Miriam that traveled along with them, even though the midbar was inhabitable, but the water of Miriam was enough for them that they were able to plant what they needed to plant. Heim aluera krushim mikarkali lagala. They lifted up the crushing, the beams that the whole Mishkan stood up from the ground, which is Rishus Harvavim, Liagala, which had a din of Rishus Yaki. So therefore, since that's what they did, you're not allowed to do it. You cannot bring things from Rishus Harvavim to Rishus Yaki. Heimar Vidu had a crushing Liagala Lakarka. They brought the crushing from the Agala, which is Rishus Yaki, to the Karka, which is Rishus Harvavim. So therefore, Atem Lotot Siyum Rishus Yaki Rishus Harvavim. They brought, they transferred the beams from one agala to another agala, from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid. Therefore, you don't transfer from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. That's the brisa. Now we're just going to question on that last thing in the brisa. Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid, my kavid. To transfer from Rishus Yachid to private domain to private domain, what do you do? The two of them said, or some say it was Ravada Barava, Rishusa Yachid, Rishusa Yachid, Derek Rishusa Ravim. The Agalot, the wagons that we put the crushing in, the beams in, were not flush against each other, meaning they were a little distance from each other, enough that it was a Rishusa Ravim, so therefore, you transferred, you lifted over from one Agalot to the other Agalot, through the Rishus Harvavim, and that would be Asur. Rashi, Haim Zohar V'Katsu Simonim. When we're dealing with the Zriya and the planting and the harvesting and all those things, it's dealing with the Simonim, the incense, the, what's the word for Simonim? Incense, that type of thing, not the baking. Litzvor, color the Techeles, not the incense, to color the Techeles, V'Oros Elim. And also the crushing and the lisha, the mixing together. It is also for the tzavanim, the simanim, litzvoa. The ofa diketanim amitnitin. But if you look in the Mishnah that said lametet malachot, it did not use the word for the simanim. It said for baking. So the word ofa diketanim amitnitin biyavos malacha hu bishul simon simanim. It's really the bishul, the cooking of the simanim. Really, they should have said simanim, but they wanted to use the order of baking bread. The hakim and farsh prepare klal gadol, and Rashi is going to explain that again in klal gadol, that when we say baking in the Mishnah, it doesn't really mean baking, they just use it for bread, but it's really the cooking up the simanim in order to call it the skins. Karka is Rishus Havavim, the Agala is Rishus Yachid, Shigavoa Yud Rechav Adalit, because each one of the wagons was Yud High, Yud Tfachim High, and Dalit Tfachim Wide, like we learned in the first parak. That makes something Rishus Yachid. Terek Vishus Ravim, the Av Yishud Bein Agalot Vishus Ravim, the airspace between the Agalot is Vishus Ravim. Okay, not higher than Yud, because once you have higher than Yud, it could be Vishus Potter. I have to say that it descended a little bit. Okay, so that's, I think so. We're going to now start a Gemara that's going to go into back into Hilchos Muxer. An interesting type of Muxer. We already had this mentioned once before. Think.
And the original question was, how did you get the number 39? So the first answer was because of the Melech HaSemeshek.
Mm-hmm.
How did Melech HaSemeshek get the number 39?
They know. They know there was 39.
Because the question is, why don't you put three or four together?
What?
Instead of saying Bishu and all that.
They had a Masorah that there was 39 Malachot, and they figured out which one was the 39. There's 39 Malachot that they used in the Mishkan. There's a little mantra over there also that they mentioned. They knew there was 39 for the works in the Mishkan, and therefore those are 39 forbidden labors in Shabbos. Okay, things that are usher on Shabbos, going into Shabbos, that have muksar. How do you remove the muksar status on it? If you want to use something, if you want to use a rock on Shabbos, what kind of designation do you need in order to matter? Now, we had this already with the muhim. Remember, we're going to have to know this muhim. It's going to be a question if this next Gemara is going to be arguing on the case. We had muhim. Muhim was the soft cotton products that a person would use, and they saved them because they used it to make felt. So therefore, this was something that was muksa machmas chesron kis. That is something that's muksa. So how does one designate this that it's not muksa anymore? So we had the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question before. This mukhin that I used for hatmana, that I used to insulate my thing, was that enough for it to lose its muksa status? So we ended up saying we're in the buyer, just because you don't have tevin, you don't have a box full of tevin, which is the normal way to use, to do hatmana. Just because you're gonna take your mukhin, which is something valuable, and mafker it? No. And according to that Gemara over there, a buyer, which is. Was the end result of the Gemara over there, that Mukhin, even though you used it for Hatmana, once you finish the Hatmana process with it, it's still Muksa. So you used it for Hatmana, but that did not give it a Shein Torah Kli. It's not called a Torah Kli. Now that's when something's a Torah Kli, that it has usage, meaning it's a vessel, then it's something that's not Muksa. Something that's not a Torah Kli, you're going to have to do something actual to make it Mutar and Shabbos, some kind of designation. So we had the case of Muhin. Kizdei Tzemer Ein Metaltelin. The Mishnah said that strips of wool Ein Metaltelin. So it's mashma that it's one word over here. It's one din. Kizdei Tzemer, you don't use. If you used it for your Hatmana, you can't move it on Shabbos. Omer Rava, Lo Shano Ela Shalot Tamen Behem. No. The word Gizei Tzemer Ein Metaltelin is two different statements. Gizei Tzemer, when you don't use it for a Hatmana, Ein Metaltelin. It's two different ideas, this statement. We're talking about when you didn't use it at all for Hatmana. That's when you can't use it because, again, it's Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Gizei Tzemer, you're going to be using for other products. Right now, it's not in its Torah Kli state that you would that it wouldn't be muksa aval tamen behem, but if you used it for hatmana metaltelin, you could use it. It automatically falls off once you use it for hatmana. The muksa status of it falls off, and you can be metaltelin in it. That's the statement of Rava. Eisvei, we're gonna have a question on the Meforsh Mishnah that we just had. This guy is his first day in the Beis Medrash, and he asks such a question like this to Rava. Unbelievable. Tomrim, it says in the Mishnah, Tomrim begizei tzema, that you do hatmana with these sheaves of wool. Vein metaflim otam. That's Rava saying it's two different statements, right? That's what the Mishnah says. Tomrim begizei tzema. And Rav is saying, if you didn't do hatmana with it, then ein metaltelin mutam. But if you did do hatmana with it, you can move it. Oh, but the Mishnah goes on and says, Ketzad hu oseh. What should he do when he did hatmana with the gizei tzema? No tilala kisor, he should lift up the kisor v'hem noflim. It's muksa, right? Even if you did hatmana with it, you still have to do tiltul minatzad. You can't just move the Gizei Tzema. Why can't you move the Gizei Tzema? Here's its Muksa, even though he did Atmana with it. So Vav's statement that says, the Mishnah says, Gizei Tzema is something that's Muksa because it's Machmas Chetzron Kis, but if you used it, if you did Atmana with it, it's not Muksa. The Mishnah says explicitly that even when you use it for Atmana, you still have to do Tiltul Min Etzad, which means that it remains its Muksa. Unbelievable statement from this first guy. Vashi. Avatam mehem mitaltim otam. Rav says if you insulate with it, you can move it. The idea that we're having over here, hash the mili mili kitani. It's two different ideas that are going on in the Mishnah. Matnitin. For love, ahanek tetamin bahaikai. When we said that it was metaltil or not metaltil, or the Mishnah says it's not metaltil, it's not talking about what you did hatmana with. It's talking about when you didn't do hatmana with it. Ahoma rabbanan bar yomya. This first day in the base medrash, and he asked such a whop of a question. That in the case of the Mishnah, you have to lift up the lid, alma, bahanach, the tamanami, we see from over here that those that you did have to mono with, there's an isser of tiltul on it, you had to do tiltum in itzad, halalia de kisoy, you can only do through the kisoy. Therefore, we see that Rava's statement saying that the Mishnah was two different cases doesn't stand up. Rather, if you want to say what Rava said, you have to say this is what he said. Because that kasha is so strong, you can't learn it any other way. You cannot say that Rava was saying that the Mishnah is talking about two ideas. You have Gizei Tzema, which is Muksa, but once you use it for Atmana, it's not Muksa. Because the Mishnah goes on and says the Ketzad, that once you use it for Atmana, it's not Muksa anymore. You can move it. Sorry, you can't move it in the Mishnah. So it's not two separate statements. We're not talking about except where you did, where you were miyachid it. Miyachid it for Hatmana, meaning Erev Shabbos, you said these strips of wool is for Hatmana. And Rashi slips in a little word over here, a very important word, li'olam. It's not enough to just miyachid it. There's two concepts of being miyachid things on Shabbos. There's miyachid for one Shabbos, which we're going to see in a minute. You're going to have a case where even if I'm just miyachid for Shabbos, but over here, these Gizei Tzema, he has to be miyachid forever. These Gizei Tzema is not anymore for any other usage except for Hatmana. That's the type. And we'll see in a minute why it has to be like that. Okay, we're talking about where he's miyachid them forever, that these are designated for, they now become strips of wool that is designated for Shabbos forever, for Hatmana. Aval yachdam. Lo shana elish lo yachdam latmana. The mission is talking about where you weren't miyachid for Hatmana, meaning you didn't designate it forever for Hatmana, and now Shabbos comes right before Shabbos, you use it for Hatmana without being miyachid, without being designating it. In that case, when it's finished being used, it's asr. Aval yachdam lahatmana. But if you miyachid it forever, that these are Gizei Tzema, that's whole purpose for it now, is not going to be for another product later on. It's Gizei Tzema for Hatmana. It has now a Torat Kli on it, because it's Hatmana. It's insulated wool over here. Metaltil Matom. You can use it. Itmonami. And we also have another statement that says this. Kiyata Ravin Omer Rev Yaakov Omer Rev Asi Ben Shaul Omer Revi, in the name of Atana. Lo shano elish lo yachdam latmana. We're not talking about except for you did not make a designation for Shabbos. Again, liolam for it. Aval yachdam lahatmana. But if you were miyachid it, you designated it for hatmana, mitaltum otam, you could use it. So again, let's get this clear. Vavas din now. You have these Gizei Tzema that the Mishnah is explicit. Even if you used it for hatmana, it remains muksa. How do you know that? Because when you have to lift up the lid and do tiltum in itzad, it has to fall from the lid. You can't just move the Gizei Tzema. So what did Vava say? That if you used it for Hatmana, it loses its muksa status? That's when you designated it forever. That these Gizei Tzema are for Hatmana purposes. Once you designate it forever, you changed its status. It has a Torah Kli on it, meaning these are designated for, it has a new purpose for it. It's not a raw product that you're going to use for something else, and therefore it's muksa machmas chetzvan kitz, because you really don't use it for other things. It's set aside for something to make clothing or something. Rather, now these are a torat kli of insulated insulating material of wool. And therefore, once you do that, and you're miyachid it, it is not mukser anymore. Ravina omer. Okay, again, Ravina is giving a different teretz in Vava. According to, remember, Rava's first statement was, it's two different ideas. If you did hatmana in it, it's automatically mutter. And we had the question from the Mishnah. And therefore we had to change Rava exactly what he was saying. Ravina comes and says, you don't have to change the first statement from Rava. Oh, you have a question from that person from the first day in the Beis Medrash that he asked from the Mishnah, it's explicit Mishnah, that it remains Muktzer even after you used Hatmana from it. Ravina gives a different chiluk. Ravina Omer Bishel Heftek. Heftek is factory. Okay, you have a factory Rashi. Ravina Omer Liolam Dekamar Rava. Like the original statement of Rava. Im Tamen Behem Mutter L'taltel. Once you do Hatmana, you don't have to designate it before Shabbos. And again, we're going to go through, after we have the next case, exactly what the stages are, what needs to be designated, what means just to use it as a product, to use it once. It's called a Maiser. There'll be a Maiser Mochiach. They'll be designating forever, and they'll be designated for one Shabbos. This will all come clear after the next case. So over here, we're saying that once he did Hatmana in it, Mutter L'taltel, even without designated it, the command the yachdan. It's just like you did yichud, you miyachid it. Lahachidamu. That over there. V'rova lav amatanitin kai. That's because that statement of Rava is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a different case in Rava. Rava is talking about if you just did hatmana with it, it's mutter. Our Mishnah is gizim shel heftek. It's wool of the warehouse. It's wool that you set aside for total usage over here. Why? Why is that case different? Certainly, since you went to the warehouse and took out this Gizei Tzemen to use just for Shabbos, it will be a yichud for one Shabbos. Because certainly you're going to eventually return it back to the warehouse, and therefore you did not designate this forever. And therefore, something that's not designated forever, it's called a yichud for one Shabbos. That's not enough over here. That's not a good enough designation. So you have what Rav is talking about is just stam. A person has some wool in his house. So he uses for hatmana, it loses its muksa status. Things that are set aside in the factory to eventually be made into clothing, and all of a sudden Shabbos came in, and you want to use some for it, it doesn't work. If you used it, it remains its muksa status. Because even if you were miyachated for Shabbos, it's only for this Shabbos. It's not being designated forever. And since it's not being designated forever, it doesn't get a Torah kli on it. If it doesn't have a Torah kli on it, you're just using it for insulating purposes. Once you finish the insulating with it, when you take the food out of it, it reverts back to its original muksa status. Not that it reverts back to its original muksa status. It is muksa all the time. It never left its muksa status. Therefore, when you take the lid off it in the Mishnah, you have to remove the wool through tiltum in its tzad by lifting the lid and letting it fall off. It does not become not muksa. Rava's case is the wool in your house. If you insulated your pot with it, when you're ready to go for Shabbos, just take the wool shearings off and remove it. Why? It has a Torah kli on it because it's something that you used on it. Heftek. This is a maracha gedola, a big factory. Sha'archino moshivin le'aktsosam le'schor. They processed it, and therefore it's set aside for business. Shakurim tas. Ben shel begadim, ben shel tzema, whatever they're using for, whether you create clothes over there, or it's for tzema, ben shel chagavim, v'shar obas milach. All these types of things are called heftek, whatever you use it, you could use it for storing your locusts, or your salted meat, all these other cases over here. So Ravina says that Rava, new teretz in Rava, that he's a different case in the Mishnah. Ravina Omer Bishel Heftek Shano. Our Mishnah is talking about Heftek, and Rava's thing is talking about a stam person on the street. Tanya Amihachi, we also have a Brisa. Gizei Tzemek Shel Heftek Ein Metatl Matam. Gizei Tzemek of a factory, we don't move it. Ve'im hitkino balabayit, but if the private owner used in lishtamish behem for it, mitatnotam. In that case, you can mitatnotam. So this statement, this price, if it's of a heftek, that's our Mishnah. Balabayit, if he used it, that's Rava. Two different cases over here. Otam. Okay. That's all according to Rashi. You should be aware that according to Rashi, Ravina says that there, that is learning in Rava that there's a split, there's a difference, two cases that's going on over here. A lot of the Rishonim do not learn like that. They hold Ravina is explicitly arguing on Rava and has nafkaminas and halacha. But we'll just keep with Pshat and Rashi over here that Ravina is coming to explain Rava. As we see in the Rashi, Ravina Omerli, oh, let me come here, Rava. He's coming to explain Rava. A lot of the Rishonim do not learn like that. They hold that it's a new case altogether. Ravina is coming to be cholik on Rava. Okay, now we're getting into the different types of materials that you, on Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in, what are you allowed to be miyachid, what are you not allowed to be miyachid. We'll see the case and then we'll go over the klal. We'll go over the klalim that's brought down in the Mishnah of Ruah to understand how do we approach the different objects Erev Shabbos. This is really a case that's going to be later on in the Masechta. And as a matter of fact, a lot of these cases of Muks over here, we had the Muks in Perikura. The main Perik of Muks is Kol HaKelim. And this is really a case that's going on in Kol HaKelim, which is really, they really take a, go through it much more thoroughly over there. But so we'll get the Klalim over here, and Yitzhak you know, Hashem, the Rav will be giving the Shem over there, and I'll give all the Pratim on how to apply these Klalim. Okay. Rava Bar Rav Chana, Tana Rava Bar Rav Chana K'mei de Rav. He learned this din before Rav. Chariot. Chariot shel dekel. What's a chariot shel dekel? These are the dried out palm branches. Okay, they had a lot of usages. And you go back a few generations, they used everything for everything. It's not like today we have everything made specifically for what we need. These dekel branches, they're basically used for fire. That's what you used for your firewood in those days. But if you needed to, you could use it to sit on as chairs over there. If you didn't have the proper chairs, you could set them up real quickly as a quick homemade chair over here. Chariot, let's just tell them. Chariot shel dekel, shegadlu la'etzim, that were specifically harvested for wood purposes, meaning for fire purposes. V'nimloch aleihem liyeshiva, and now you changed your mind. They were harvested for the purpose of fire, of to make firewood. And now, v'nimla chaleim liyashiva, you changed your mind that you want to sit on it now. Tanakhama says, tzarech likosher. Kosher, likosher. You have to tie it up. Meaning you have to do a maisa in the dekel branches, in the palm branches, in order for it to lose its maisa status. And so its muksa status. Remember, it's muksa. It's set aside for something you can't use on Shabbos. It's set aside to use for fire. If you want to, on Erev Shabbos, to designate for something else, you have to do a maisa in it. This is called a maisa mochiach. It has to be a maisa that is clearly showing that you want it for sitting purposes and not for firewood anymore. You don't have to tie it up. Hu tanila v'hu omela. And he taught this, we brought down this case. And he also said on it, that you don't have to do a maisa mochiach, rather the makshava alone can take care of it. Vashi, chariot. These are anafim kashim ke'et. They are branches, very hard branches like wood. Shehukshu shidvaot shel lulavim, that they're the spine of the lulav got hard. V'napnu alin shalehem, and the leaves fell off. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means by the leaves fell off, meaning the leaves got very hard over here. Either it's a different metzius of a date palm that we're talking about, or maybe Rashi didn't have the whole metzius of date palms down. Unless, or else the naflu means that they became hard. I'm not sure. Kari lehu kariot.
The leaves fell off.
What?
The leaves fell off. You only left it in the
spine. Okay, but normally date palms, the leaves don't fall off. I'm not sure what Rashi exactly, the Kavanah Rashi is over here. Shegadron, what does that mean? That means kol lekita katzitza. Katzitza, the cutting of the tamarim kari gedira. That's called the cutting off of the date palms is a special agricultural word of gedira. Sorry, you have to tie it up. Likshorim yachad, you have to tie them together mibiyod yom lehochiach to show shali yeshiva only that you're putting it aside for sitting purposes. Ve'im lo kashim yachad aslatafel lemacha, and if you didn't tie it, you cannot do tiltal on it. It means it stays its muksa status. To lo havi yichud b'makshava, you cannot do yichud. You cannot designate it alone with makshava. Case itmar. Rav Omer Kosher, Rav said on these decal branches, the palm branches, you have to tie it together. Ushmul Omer Kosher, no, you don't have to tie it together, just designating it with your makshava, looking at it and deciding I want to use this for Shabbos, is enough for it to lose its muksa status. Rav Asi Omer, Yoshev Afal Pi Shalo Kishur, Fi Afal Pi Shalo Chishuv, he says if you sat on it, meaning you did not a Maisa Mochiach, but any mice on it that you use these palm branches for sitting on, even though you didn't tie it, and even though you didn't think about it that you're going to use it for Shabbos, it is automatically not muksa. Now this is really the least type of act. You might think it's more, but it's clear, as the Mishnah, as the Mephoshim bring down, that this sitting on it is much less than makshava. It's clear in the words. If you sat on it, even though you didn't tie it, and even though they didn't think about it. So just sitting on it, he went over there, he sat down on it. That is enough to remove it from its muksa process. Once you used it once, even though I wasn't planning on using it for Shabbos, but once I used these date palms for sitting once, you could use it. It lost its muksa process as a Torah kli on it. Just the Meiri says the call very clearly on it. He says, makshava without a maisa will help, according to Rabbi Yossi over here. And also a maisa without makshava would help over here. For example, sitting on it in biyod yom, b'mikra. That's the word over here. He just happened to sit on it. He didn't sit on it for the purpose, any other, he just happened to sit on it. Below kavana, without any kavana or makshava l'sheva l'em l'macha. Without any idea of sitting on it tomorrow, or l'yechadim l'sheva, he didn't have any plan on miyachidim for yeshiva, that is mutter. The case of the Gizei Tzema, which is different. Shani Kizet Sema, Shechashiva son Gadol. They're much greater. It's much more chashiv to him. Liasir Begadim. That is something, you know, the Kizet Sema, it's much more chashiv that he's going to make Begadim for them. Therefore, the Maisa Shebemikva does not help it. Meaning you have a Maisa Shebemikva and you have a Maisa Mochiach. Just happening to sit on it and using it is not enough. Just happen to take it and do insulation with it is not a maisa mochiach that you don't want it anymore for the other purpose and you want it for hatmana with the gizei tzema. But sitting on the dekel, since it's not choshev anyway, that you don't need a maisa mochiach, you just need a maisa b'mikra. Again, we'll get to klalim in just a second, but just to develop the different ideas that are going on over here. You have a maisa b'mikra, which is even less than makshava. That you didn't even think about it. Then you have a designation with makshava, which is shmul over here. Then you have a maisa mochiach like Rav. So in this chariot, we have all three statuses of what you need over here. Let's see the price, the Amorek statement again. Itmor. Rav omer kosher. That means you need a maisa mochiach on it to take it out of its muksa status. Remember, this is something that's set aside for firewood. Therefore, it has no purpose on Shabbos. It's muksa over here. Therefore, in order to remove it from its muksa status, you have to tie it. Ushmul omer choshev. You just makshava enough is to remove it from its muksa status. Vavasi omer yoshev. Just sitting on it, b'mikra. Afa pishalo kishuv. Even though you didn't do a maisa mochiach, afa pishalo kishuv b'yama. Even though you didn't even think about it. Just a maisa, b'mikra, is enough to remove it. Bishlema Rav, I understand Rav, who do you make a Tanakama? Because we had a case of Tanakama before. Remember, we had a Makloka, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel about this Chariot. So Rav holds like Tanakama, you have to tie, you have to do a Maisa Mochiach. Ushmul Nami, who do you make a Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel? And Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Elo Vevasi. Also, Vevasi came with this new idea. He's an Amora. We don't find any Tana saying that a Maisa of a Mikra should be enough. Do you make, come on? Who does he say like? We don't see anywhere that he said like anyone. Rashi, Revasi, Omer Even though you didn't designate it, but Gali died in the yeshiva kaime. He revealed his mind that this is for sitting purposes. That's enough. So he's the most makel of you. But where is your Tana source for this? Rav and Shmuel both have a price to the base they did on. Ravasi comes from, we don't know where he's coming from. Hud yomer ki hai Tana. He holds like this price. And we're just doing another case over here of something that's muksa, that we find that if you did a maisa b'mikra on it, Erev Shabbos, it's enough to remove its muksa status on Shabbos. Yotzim bifkorin ubitzifa. These two things, what is bifkorin ubitzifa? Bifkorin is, the case is like this. You have a little wound on your arm, and your clothing is very abrasive to it. So if you put some kind of patch, like a swatch of clothing on it, on Shabbos, in order for your clothing not to rub it in a bad way, that's what we're talking about over here. So in these cases, you're allowed to go out with them, because, we'll see. Yotzi b'fikron v'tzifa b'zman shitzavim u'karchim b'meshicha. As long as you, we'll just say, wetted it, made it moist with oil, and you tied it around your arm over here, you're allowed to go out. Lo tzavim, but if you didn't put it with shemen, v'lo karchin, and you didn't tie it around you in meshicha, ein yotzimem, you cannot go out with it on Shabbos. It will be usur. There will be an isser of going out from rishus rishus. V'im yatzu behem shay achad mebiyod yom. But if you happen to put it on Erev Shabbos, and you went out with it on Erev Shabbos, alfa pisha lo tzavam, even though you didn't put oil on it, v'lo karchin, you didn't tie it up while in meshicha, mutal letzei behem. You're allowed to go out with it. It was a maisa b'mikra. You happened to use it Erev Shabbos for the purpose of protecting your arm from the abrasiveness. Let's see it all in Rashi, because he's very clear. Fikorin is pishtin sorach, is combed out pishtim, shenoni malamaka, that you put on a bruise. Betzifa tzema minofet, hanitin alamaka, is also a tzema, a wool that you'd put on the maka. Bizmanchisavim bit shemen. As long as it's soaked with shemen, it's gali daite to the maki kama. That it's once you put it shemen, it shows clearly that you're putting this on for the bruise. Le'anichan aleya, that you placed it on the Shabbos. The love the refuah nino. Well, she's dealing with a different case. Maybe it's for refuah. You put oil in it. No, this is not for refuah. Elishlo yisartu milvosha shel edama. Makasa. The whole purpose of it is that your clothing should not scratch your wound. And it's the oil that showed that this is for the purpose that it shouldn't scratch your wound. Vahavile kim malbush tiyam. It has a din like malbush. Avalot savam b'shemen. But if you didn't put the oil on it, to lav malbush ninu, it does not get a din of a dressing. Havile mishave, it becomes a just something that you're carrying. Ve'en yotzim bo lishus rabim, you can't go out and mishus rabim. Vim yatzu behem, hayenu kivav asi. If you went out with it Erev Shabbos, you did a mice of a mikra with it, that's Rav Asi. That's Rav Asi's din over here. We also have another case over here that's similar. Hakash. Stubble, right, from the field. Sha'al gabi yamita, that happens to be on his bed on Shabbos. Now, normally, hakash is set aside for use for tina, for mud making, or brick making, or for burning. But it's not set aside, normally, for it to be on his bed. So this kash that's on his bed, lo yinanua biyado, you can't start moving it with your hand. Aval minano b'gufo, now it's on your bed, you want to sleep on it at Shabbos, a nice comfortable mattress. You're allowed to move it with your body, tiltum in its side. Why? Because it's muksar. Aval im, I am Michael Behema, if it was really set aside for feeding the Behema, or shayel of kor or sadin, or you put sheets on it, or a pillowcase on it, maybe yod yom, now minano b'yado, you can move it with your hand. Shmamina, we see that a maisa, the alma, not a mice of a mikra, is enough to take it out of this status. Vashi, afanatnina kivev ya'asi, we see it, kash. Stami latina kai levenim or lahasaka, it's made for brick making or for fueling up the oven. Umuksahu, it's muksa. Vim ayin nitalon on mita, but mikra it has to be, if it happens to be on the bed. Floli shkavalov, and it wasn't put there for laying down on. Uvav is Shabbos lishkavalov, and now he wants to lay on it on Shabbos. Hutstorik lenano lishotcho lishchiva shulia tzavar, you want to move it and flatten it out for laying down in order it shouldn't be in one place. Vikashin, it's hard on him. Lo yinu biyada, you can't do it with your hand. Shias letatlo, there's a din muks on it. Avamano bikufa klachiyad. Or shayi lav kar sadin, but if there happens to be a mice of a mikra on it, shishkavalav mibiyod yom, that's laying on it mibiyod yom, afo pishalo yakto, you didn't designate it lakach, lo chishivalav. It's not, and you didn't think about it, that's Kvebi Asi. Shmamina. Okay. Just quickly, let's just hear what the dinim are over here. It's very important. We have three ideas over here. You have Yichud Liola, something that you have to be Yachid forever. You have things that you have to do Maisu Mochiachen. And you have things that even if you're miyachid for one Shabbos, like this last case of the kash over here, you're miyachid even just for this Shabbos, and even after Shabbos, even if I was going to use it for a hasak, it's enough. So what's the klal over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, by the way, this is a very good safe, someone pointed out to me, to take the getter, what's going on in Dinei Moks, there's a sefer called Shvus Yitzchak, which I picked up, and it was very clear. Brings down the different cases in a Gemara, develops it to the halacha with the Mishnah Brewers, with the proper spores in Rishonim. They're very helpful, safer. In the Shulchan Aruch, we make a case. We know a rock, for example. What is the status of a rock? You want to use a rock on Shabbos? You have to, since it's something that you normally are not going to use on Shabbos, it's far away from you. You have different setups over here. Something that's very far away from you, you need more of a designation than something that can be used for more than for dual purposes. For example, the palm branches are basically used for firewood, but some people do sit on it. So that's not as far away as a rock. A rock is just something that's out there that you don't really use at all. So a rock over here, since we don't normally use, you have to be miyachid it forever. You have to totally designate it that I want to use it as a Torah kli, to create a Torah kli. So either you designate it forever, this rock is going to be forever my doorstop. It can't be for one Shabbos. I'll use it for a doorstop and then I'll just throw it out with the rest of the rocks after Shabbos. That would be designating for one Shabbos. That's not enough because it's so far removed. So either you have to designate it forever, make a, you know, this is my rock always for Shabbos. Normally in that case, because since you're probably going to throw it afterwards, who are you kidding? It doesn't need it forever. Therefore, you have to do a maisa mochia. You have to show clearly that this rock is for the doorpost in order to remove its maisa status from it. To show that you have to show that it's different from any other rock. When it comes to the chariot over here, since the chariot, some people do sit on it over here. Therefore, you don't need such a maisa mochiach over here. Question is, do you need to be koshiv on it? According to Rav Asi, that since this is something that you would normally use during anyway for it, you don't need a major meiser in it. You don't even need to have makshava in it, to be miyachid it. Just by sitting on it reveals that this is also for that purpose. Before Before Shabbos. Yeah, for sure Shabbos. You have to show it on this. So again, the halachas over here is talking about before Shabbos, you have something that's muksa. Whether it's muksa machmas chesro and kis, whether it's muksa machmas gufo. We want to remove its muksa status for Shabbos. So it depends on how far removed are you from it, what do you have to do in it? Do you have to do a maisa mochiach on it? Is it enough just to designate it for Shabbos like the kash over here? Or is it something that's just basically used, so you just have to be megalad das that this is also usable for sitting on, like the chariot. Tosfot and Rav Asi brings down Rabbeinu Shimshon that says we hold like Rav Asi that things that are close that you use it for dual purposes, but it's basically used for the purpose that's aser. You just need a maisa b'mikra. Rabbeinu Tam holds like Rav that you need mamish to do. He said that you have to do. Let's see. Bob says that you have to do a maisa mochiach on it. Vov the Rishonim come in and they paskin like Rabbeinu Shimshon, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch goes through different things. He goes through the rocks, he goes through this, in that case. But that's basically the way that we have to approach every kli that we see over here.